Just a reminder, if you need to get your Apple products checked out, one place to go to in Nebraska, that's Computer Hardware.
It's the only place.
Just south of 70th and O in Lincoln, also at Kearney, Hastings, and GI. Go see Tripp and the team. 45 years in business. Since 1987, 45 years in business, Computer Hardware.
Says it all. Tripp runs a tight ship.
He does. We just saw Brad and Chris, by the way, from the Baldwin shop.
Brad and Chris stopped by for coffee.
To warm up, this is Chris's. Chris is retired for the third time in 3 years tomorrow. he'll be out there again next summer because he can't stay retired.
Ben is here with his friend Pete.
Bearded Ben.
Yeah, Bearded Ben.
Pete from Franklin, Tennessee.
Who called for the show? Greg and Milford.
Greg and Milford call.
Yeah. It has been a day of staple breakers.
And just to recap, you know, Bill will be back here in studio tomorrow. He did say to start off the show, if you want to stop by tomorrow, we are offering candy up to the people that stop by as your own early version of trick-or-treating. We will have candy for you.
That'll be wonderful.
We encourage you to come in costumes before you go to school.
We encourage
you. Or just say hello. Love to see you down here at 1040 O Street for Halloween.
That'll be wonderful.
Ticket style.
Are you going to wear some sort of outfit?
You know, if the Dolphins win tonight on Thursday Night Football, I will be done, you know, decked out in Dolphins attire. If they don't, I might just go with the bag over my head. And you'd say, what are you, a ghost? No, I'm a Dolphins fan.
If they win, you'll be Don Shula.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you'd make that work, Don Shula.
All you got to do for Don Shula is get one of those big, puffy starter jackets, okay, the old ones, and then, like, you know, the cool shades.
Okay.
And maybe, you know, some more hair.
The Dolphins play tonight.
They do. Against the Ravens.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson returns from injury tonight, so he'll be motivated to pound the Dolphins. And he might. Maybe they fire people after tonight. You never know. But they did beat the Falcons 34-10 last week. So
no announcement yet on rules contract?
Nothing yet.
You're watching that?
I've been on Twitter all morning trying to figure that out. But, we heard the rumors last night. We'll see if it's true today.
Oh, I think it's going that direction. It's just a question of when it's all completed. You know?
But it's not done yet.
Not that we know of.
Not that we're aware of. I know that you are not a big fan of Tom Izzo of Michigan State.
I'm not.
You have said before you don't like
him.
He's
a little much for me, but he's a great coach.
Now, I think Tom Izzo is right on something he's upset about. Somehow, the NCAA has allowed a player by the name of London Johnson,
right,
who played for 3 years in the NBA's G League, to sign with Louisville and be eligible this season. Now, coach has been asked about that. Matt Painter thought it was a joke. He's like, that's real? That wasn't AI? That's real? He laughed. Tom Izzo, I don't have the audio, but Tom Izzo went on a rant saying, what are we doing here? You know, why can a professional player that played in the NBA's G League for 3 years be able to come to college and play basketball? He's right on this. It's insane. It's insane. How can you defend anything about this for the
if the young man goes to school, if he wants to?
But he already bypassed college to go be a pro.
But if he decided, I'm just playing devil's advocate, is all I'm doing here, Jake. I think the whole thing's ridiculous.
Thanks
too. But
hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods is something for everyone. From moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
But I'm playing devil's advocate for the sake of the show. What if the young man went to the G League, skipped, you know, a college education, and then decided this is not a good move. I need to go get a college education. Are you suggesting maybe you deny him the ability to play college basketball.
Yes, go get a degree. Go to school. You can't play ball, though, because you've already played at an elite level. I mean, it's not the NBA, but it's the NBA's developmental league.
Okay.
You're playing with guys that have already been in college. They're trying to get the NBA. Like, you're in the middle ground.
Isn't college one big NBA developmental league? Isn't that what it is?
It is not technically that.
Don't we agree that it's now professionalized, college basketball?
That doesn't mean you can go be a pro and go back to college, though, because it still is a degree institution.
You just go pro league, one pro league to another.
It's still an institution you're getting a degree from, or at least going to classes at. Mm-hmm. So, no. I appreciate what you're doing here to defend Louisville and the NCAA and London Johnson, but I know deep down you hate this.
I do deep down hate it, but I think the best defense is that the young man made a bad decision. Now he's trying to rectify it, and do you deny him the chance to play the sport that he loves?
Sadly, yes, you do. Because guess what? He can still play G League ball. Right. You can play overseas. Mm-hmm. Like if you are London Johnson, if you played 3 years in the G League, that means you average like 7.8 points a game.
Yeah.
So that means, listen, if it ain't going to work in the NBA, then go overseas to, I don't care, Germany, go to...
The issue is this. If you allow G League players, why can't you allow NBA players? You know, guys who have made rosters in the NBA that then all of a sudden they're not on the roster. Well, just go back to college. Can't do that.
That's not how life works. I'm sorry, life's not fair. We made a choice.
We've made so many bad moves in this world right now that it's crazy, you know. Oh, God, I sound old.
Before we get to break, I got to address something from YouTube here.
What?
Two comments. Doug in Idaho says, Jake, what is the status of a Saturday show? Pre-game show starts at 3 o'clock.
Okay, good to know.
3
good
o'clock.
Good for me to know.
Yeah, so 6:30 game, 3 p.m. tailgate show start here on the station. You and me will start things off. 3.5 hours of pregame. And that followed the comment from Conservative Husker says, Sip and Jake did the show last Saturday morning. I tried to watch, but Jake's negativity chased me away. I picked a Nebraska win. I said 21-20. It was a close game. I was right about that. You picked a close game. You were right about that. We both picked Nebraska wins. Where was I negative? I said it was in a must-win game. We all agreed on that.
I don't remember you being particularly negative.
I don't recall either. I just said this is it's a scary game. Northwestern's come to town and beat Nebraska several times. Those are facts, my friend. Those are facts. And I picked a Nebraska win.
Oh, I don't remember you being negative.
I just said I'm concerned, and you were concerned as well.
Yes.
Oh, we both picked close wins.
I can't criticize.
Conservative Husker trying to get under my skin. Well, you did it. It worked for you. Well done. The Spillover is next on Early Break in the Ticket.